dropped a bop in my eye on a wonderful day like today. On a wonderful morning like this, when the sun is as big as a yellow balloon, even the sparrows are singing in tune on a wonderful morning like this.
Bend in the River Big Band. The group came into existence in 1987, with most of the members graduates of Gustavus Adolphus College in St. Peter, Minnesota. The vocalist here is Linnea Nelson Marin. Linnea, it was a strange chain of events that led you to the band 7 years ago. Someone asked you to sing a few songs with a combo, and one of the players was Bend in the River director Bob Holquist, and Bob remembered your singing.
A couple of months later, said they were looking for a vocalist, would I like to audition? I won that audition and have been singing with the band for the past 7 years, which has gone by so quickly. It's so much fun.
We just heard an up-tempo big band song, A Wonderful Day Like Today, but you do other kinds of songs as well, and some of it is carried by the players, but the arranger has quite a bit to do with this too.
Oh, yes, Phil. Our resident arranger is our bass player, Pete Karstad. When I started with the band 7 years ago, he came to me and said, Linnea, are there any tunes that you'd be interested in singing? Because I'd like to arrange for you. So I gave him a list, and among the tunes on that list was Somewhere Out There from An American Tale. I really connected with those lyrics. The trumpet section comes in with the same intensity of emotion that I sang my first section and left it for them to carry on. And then when the sax section comes in, it's a little bit more mellow as they create and set the scene for my final entrance into the song, which from that moment just builds to a glorious and beautiful ending.
Somewhere out there beneath the pale moonlight, someone's thinking of me and loving me tonight. Somewhere out there, night wind starts to sing a lonesome lullaby. It helps to think we're sleeping underneath the same big sky. Somewhere out there, if love can see us through, then we'll be together somewhere out there. When the night wind starts to sing a lonesome lullaby, it helps to think we're sleeping underneath the same big sky.
true. Yeah, Linnea, from every point of view, just like you said, there is a lot in that arrangement. Well, your band, the Bend in the River Big Band, has a book that's enormous. So many songs in the repertoire, so when you play someplace, you probably have to curate what's in the book.
For example, during the winter months or the colder months of the year, we'll play places like Edinburgh Park in Edina, the Wabasha Caves in St. Paul, or Mall of America. We love doing our Christmas concert there. When we go to the Wabasha Caves, there's not a ballad in sight, because the job is to get those kids, people up dancing, keep them on the floor, show them a really great time with a lot of energy and activity. What we do is that we choose based upon what the client needs. Regardless of the occasion, Bob, our band director, is always choosing music for the sets that is perfect for the situation. If it's dance music we need, then he's got all dance music, not a ballad in sight. If we are there for background music, then we're more laid back. Or if it's an audience that is truly interested in hearing the virtuosity of our soloists and improvisation, Bob is always keeping that in mind. However, when you come to a situation like where we played for weddings, or smaller venues, if the prospective client does not need 18 pieces, we have gone into Bend in the River Big Band Light, which is 10 pieces and a vocalist.
Bend in the River Light. I never heard that one before. Well, you can dance to the whole big band, the Bend in the River Big Band, Wednesday night at the Wabasha Street Caves. Doors open at 6. There's a swing dance lesson at 6:15, and the Bend in the River Big Band plays 7 till 10. For information, it's wabashastreetcaves.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.